part from the tree and also major part of the world. We have assembled here for association. Sadhusam, Mahatsangha. You could have done easily chanting Hari name, reading books, doing all activities at your home. You can do it. But why you came here? Oh, expensing so much lot of money, energy, and also money, you have come here. One is for here in Haritana. It is a very good sign, very good. Everywhere, the association, high class of association of bhakti, are glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, here, there. In Ekasi, description. Shuddha Bhakti. What is the meaning? The lotus dust of the feet of five class of Vaishnava, especially in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. And if they are Rasik Vaishnava, knowing all kasta and kasta, very nice. So when Sukadeva Goswami began to give class on Srimad Bhagavatam, even Narada, even Vyas, even Parashar, all high the people there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from such a high class of devotees. So I think that you are so fortunate, so, so much fortunate to be a devotee. So I pray Krishna, I pray Srimati Radhika, combined mercy of them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru Nityananda Prabhu, to bestow their mercy. Not their mercy, but His mercy. They are not different. One. So I told only His mercy. Or her mercy. So, I think it will not go in vain, your coming. Never, if you have lost so much, nor if there are so many worldly desires, no harm. If there are so many things, no harm. If you have so strong belief on association, sadhu sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarvasiddhi. Ramatre Sadhu Sangha, Sarvasiddhi. What is the meaning of Sarvasiddhi? Sarvasiddhi? If you like moksha, oh, very good. If you want swarga, oh, very good. If you want Vaikuntha, oh, if you want the love and affection of Ramchandra like Hanuman or Bharat, oh, very sweet. And if you want to read, oh, queens, prominent kings of Dwarka, Satyabhama and others, oh, very sweet, most sweet. And if you want to be Brajavasi, and they are love and affection for Krishna, you want, oh, Krishna will engage Srimati Radhika, oh, try to give them, manage that, at once they should have. And if Srimati Radhika wants, then? Oh, please. Don't have any doubt in this. Never. Never. If you have some doubt, duplicity, and other things, then this sadhu sangha will not give. So, you should be sabdhinyan. Sabdhinyan, you know, it's so.
Guru and Bhutta very nice man. Sadhu Durai Supan Kuchai Yasa Sopo Kisam Bangmaya Sadhiyam Bhava Janmane.
Rupa Goswami has told especially for five items of Srimad Bhakti. Most prominent. And what are they? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Kaman, Mathura Bhar, Sri Mukti Shraddhaya Kivan, Sakal Sadhana Sreshtya Ehi Panchanga, Krishna Prem Janmai Ehi
Panchanga.
The meaning is that if you are chanting Hari name, but in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami are in his line. Sannam Rupa Seta Jesu Krishnanam Kravi Rasana Manasi Niyamsa Tishan Vajay Tadan Uragi Janan Bhamaji. This is for most important. If you are chanting, remembering, doing anything, but in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava, in the line of Rupa Goswami, and being in Braja, and if you are not in Braja, then, oh, think that your mind is always in Vrindavan. So all these things, Nam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Sravan, but in the association of that association, high class of Vaishnava. And Mathura Vas also, in Mathura Vas means here Vrindavan, or Prajamandal, Kshetramandal, Gaurumandal, anywhere, but in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. If you are going to know this, in the guidance of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur, right? And if you are doing Arjan, or that Arjan will not do, but you are doing in the guidance of Raghunath Das Goswami, your asana should be like Raghunath Das Goswami. Bath of Thakur ji with tears, Arjan with eyes, fanning with brow, crooked eyes, like this. And more, one? So I have told all. But also be in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. Then if your name is somewhat less, no harm. If your arjan is less, no harm. Some defective, no harm. But in the guidance of always high class of Vaishnava. Otherwise, it will be no high class of Vaishnava. So keep important from this. You should not think, oh, he is the disciple of my Guru. Whether he has quality or not, but I should follow. Oh, this will not do. You should always keep your eyes, your heart, where? Oh, he is high class of Vaishnava. In the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahārāja. Always this. Don't, there should be no caste and creed. Nothing. So, we should try to follow all these things. First of all, I want that same prayer you should speak on glory of Sadhu and Mahatma. And then we will be all classes.
Gracias por ver el video.
Once you taste the meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's filled with so many esoteric meanings. How in the association, Rasika and Saha, in the association of those Vaishnavas who are Rasik, who are expert in relishing the mellows of Srimad Bhagavatam. But that Sangha, there are some conditions. What are they? The conditions are that Svajata Yashinesni Dei Sadhu Sangha Svato Bhare. Svajata, it means that one should associate with that sadhu who is established, perfect, who is realized in the mood for which one is aspiring. If one is aspiring to be the maitan of Srimati Radhika, one should seek the association of a sadhu who is realized in that mood. Svajata Yashinesni Snigdei. Snigdei means that that sadhu, he should be have a particular interest in you. He should be concerned about your welfare. He has some affection for you. Svajata Yashinesni Snigdei and Sadhu Sangha Svatobare. Of course, the sadhu, he must be significantly more advanced than oneself. So this is called Satam Prasanga. And what will happen in that Satam Prasanga? Mama Virya Samvido. Mama Virya Samvido. In that association, one will be able to hear Mama Virya Samvido. The Supreme Lord is saying, discussing about my very heroic and wonderful pastime. Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana Katha. This Katha is Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana. It is very pleasing to the heart and to the ears. It is so sweet to hear. Very, very sweet. And it will satisfy the heart. And the result of hearing it, Tajoshnat Asu Apavarga Vatnani. Very quickly, oh, and that will go away. The path of liberation will quickly be opened for that jiva who subjects himself to hearing from the lotus mouth of such an elevated sadhu. Shraddha, Ratir Bhakti, Anuskramishyati. First of all, Shraddha, Paramarthic Shraddha, transcendental faith in the spiritual subject matter will appear in his heart. The desire, I want to serve Krishna. And that desire will become thicker and thicker until it becomes rati. Shuddhasattva Visheshatma Prena Suryamsu Samyava. His heart becomes purified. And through the medium of the Harikatha, his shadow becomes thicker until the Swarup Shakti, Bhakti Shakti itself, descends from the hearts of the associates of Krishna and Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan through Guru Parampara and shines upon the heart of that sadhu. And then he comes in a stage called Bhava Bhakti. And then as he goes on hearing and associating, he will come in the stage of Prema Bhakti. One of these stages occur one after another. So this is the glory of Sadhu Sangha. This morning, Srila Gurudev, he gave the example of Janasarma, the Brahmin, Matur Brahmin, and how he met with Gopkumar, Sarup. So Sarup spoke so much katha to him, yet he had not realized that katha. He did not understand Sridhar. He had not felt it within his heart, only hearing, but not any realization. So Sarup, that is Gopkumar, he understood this, and he did something which is not available by reading books. He did something which is not available by reading a database. Something which is not available by watching videos of any sadhu on the television. Something that is not available by hearing from any tape recorder or any medium whatsoever. What did he do? He gave him his blessing. He placed his hand upon his head and he blessed him. And in a moment, he found himself racing all the way up to Goloka Vrindavan. And he became an eternal associate of the Krishna, just like Sarupa himself. So one may say, oh, but this is impossible.
How?
Where is this sadhu?
Sarupa Kumar. He has practiced for less and less years and birth. And he went there gradually everywhere. And after that he came to Vrindavan, and from there he went to there. He took so many births, so many times, so much time. And for him, he never did any practice or anything. Only by the mercy of Sarup, what Sarup has with so much difficulty, and in a moment, keeping hands, and Sarup, this Brahmin of and went to Vrindavan direct. So how wonderful. Don't disbelieve. Don't have doubt. Not duplicity. Nothing. And Kitli used also realize the same thing.
So here Srila Gurudev is making the comparison.
Just see Gop Kumar, lifetimes and lifetimes, many thousands of years, he slowly, slowly, by krampanta, step by step sequence, he gradually, gradually made his way back home, back to Godhead. And now, this Brahman Janasama, in one moment, from here to there, in a moment, he blessed him with all of his love and realizations, put them into his heart. So this is the power of Sadhu Sangha. One may say, oh, but this is impossible. You have to spend years and years doing sadhana to get this. But no. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his commentary, to cut all doubt, he has written a verse. Mahat Sangam Mahatnyam Evaitad Paramad Bhutam Kutato Yena Vipraso Sadhyo Bhutat Sarupavat. Don't doubt it. Mahat Sangam Mahatnyam. The glory of Sadhu Sangha Evaitad Paramad Bhutam. They are supremely astonishing, miraculous. You cannot put your mind and intelligence into it. So don't doubt for a moment. In a moment, a sadhu, he can bless one quickly. He becomes so perfect and advanced, just like him. So we see in the example of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, how at the end of his life, he was staying at Radhakund, and day and night, crying, and feeling high mood of separation, rolling on the ground. How is it possible to attain such a thing? Why? Because in his childhood, he was playing in the lap of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur blessed him. And then, as he grew up, he left home and he had the association of Swarup Damodar. He also had the association of Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of their associates, Gadara Pandit and others, Nityananda Prabhu. And afterwards, he left Jagannath Puri and he went to Vrindavan. And there he came under the shelter and guidance of Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. And then, oh, they had disappeared, and then he was crying and feeling very high mood of separation. How will this mood come in our heart? It is only possible by Sadhu Sangha. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, he has composed one verse. In that verse, he has written that Anurajara Adha Padambo Jirenum Anapritya Bindatari Tadpadankam Asambhasi Tadbhavagam Dhirakitam Kutashana Sindhora Kushyavagaha. Oh, my dear friend, do you want to taste the ocean of Shyamaras, the nectar and mellow of the love of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? If so, then you will have to meet some requirements. What are they? First of all, Anurajara Adha Padambo Jirenum. First of all, you have to worship the foot god of Srimati Radhika. Anapritya Bindatari Tadpadankam. And you will have to worship Vrindavan Dham, which is sanctified by the footprints of Srimati Radhika. And especially, Asambhasitad Bhavagam Dhira Kitam. You must associate with and hear the nectarine discussion of the pastimes of Radha Krishna with that devotee whose heart is fully dedicated to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Only then can you understand, have some idea or conception, and ultimately realize what is the yuga priti of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, it is quite impossible.
So you should know, a strong belief what has been told here. In high class of association, or really first Shraddha, and then Shraddha to Sadhan, and then Shraddha to Sadhya, and gradually it will increase, and love and affection for Krishna surely will come. But we see that if you are associating, thinking that, oh, high class of association we are doing. But a lust comes in heart. And a wish to marriage comes, a wish to, a desire comes for worldly opulence or anything, then what should we decide? Is it the fruit of high association? Why it came? Then try to give up that association very quickly. There is some defect. Otherwise, appropriate voting the association of Haridas Thakur. Or there are so many instances that they can renounce all their life. Like Raghunath Das in the association of Haridas Thakur in South Damodar. In other words, they can like this. In even dreams, he has no desire for worldly things. Gradually developing Krishna consciousness and bitterly waiting for Radhe Radhe Radhe. Savai Vasmi, Navi Vasmi, it is Vijnana, Havedi, Rathu Bhara Katakata Yatya Vasya, Yatya Vipasya Govindanta. In the last, no harm. In the last. Even it may be that your dasi, 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 dasi. Oh, then dasi. No harm. I want to be the dasi of your dasi, of your dasi, of your dasi. So it is this my name. Otherwise, I will give up my life. So the result of sadhu sangha is this. But if you are thinking that, oh, lust is coming, I must marry, I do these things, I should have a very high class of living like this or that, so many affluent, or this is not fruit of association, then you should think where is this and try to reform. That is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnane Prayasamudapasyanam. Oh, this is a friend of mine. Excellent.
There's a very beautiful discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Rai Ramananda, what is the perfection of life? What is the essence of perfection? One of the suggestions made by Sri Ramananda Rai is this. And this is the first suggestion where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject it and say it is external. Say something else. When Sri Ramananda Rai gave this suggestion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is very good. Now you can go on more. So what is this verse? Jnane Priyasa Udapasam Namanta Eva. Jnane has two meanings. One, we know that Jnan means mental speculation culminating in the desire for becoming one with the Supreme. But there's another meaning, and that is to become a Jnani Bhakta, a devotee who is aware of the opulences of God. He's aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Ramananda Rai is saying, Jnane Prayasa Udapasana Manta Eva, that one who completely gives up this conception that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and instead fears these sweet pastimes of Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna from the lips of a pure devotee, it doesn't matter if he's hearing, it doesn't matter what position he is in the varnas and ashramas. It doesn't matter if he's in a very fallen position, as Srila Gurudev mentioned, if he has so many anartas, if he's a brahmana, if he's a vaisha, if he's a sannyasi, if he's a grihastha, it doesn't matter. Whatever one is, if he surrenders to this hearing and following what he hears with his body, mind, and words, then no matter where he is, anywhere in the three worlds, Taistrilokyam, Vitashitokhisi, he who is unconquerable, Adhita, who is never conquered by anyone, becomes conquered by that aspiring devotee.
Thank you.
So, Sanatana Goswami, or unknowingly, he is in the association of lusty persons, smoking and taking drugs and all other things. Character is very loose. But anyhow, he takes his meal with him, sleeps with him, and so many things with him. Then what it will be the result? You will go to hell. You will be like him, your character will be loose, you will begin to take drugs and all things, and thus you will be very far away of bhakti and will be a spoil. Similarly, not willingly, you are going in the association of a very high class of Vaishnava, and you are taking meal with him, talking something and always with him, then what will be the result? All his good qualities will enter in, and thus your life will be successful. Even he has told that he has taken this sloka from Yogasis or anywhere, that if anyone is going to high class of associate, it is very high class of devotee, very good character, he has so much love and affection for Krishna in chanting and remembering Hari Katha. It is not so as telling anything Hari Katha. You should see it with him. Don't give up his association. If he tells any worldly things, oh, there will be so much benefit from that. Anyhow, he will bring Krishna pastimes there. Very strictly. And he will convert all these worldly things in high class of life. So if he is not telling any Hari Katha, even, you should try to be with him. Also, sada santo abhitam sabdha jadjat na upadesham tinah. It is not giving any instruction. Even, you so kind. Vidur has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, jat seva sevaya bhagavata utasta madhudvita rati rato bhavetti brahpadiyo desanadhi. Very high class of it. Sanatana Goswami. Srimad Bhagavatam, Tritiya Skanda, 7th chapter and 29 sections. Jat sevaya bhagavata putastha. By listening of that class of high bhagavata, who they are, bhagavata kutastha madhudvita, those who are serving bhagavata, Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna himself, those who are serving, oh, their association is high class. If there is no greed for that, my mind is not liking, or some sleepiness coming, idleness coming, but I will not give up. I will be with them. Always with them. Then what will be? Rati Raso Bhavetti Bra Padayo Bhatanadhini. Sanatana Goswami is telling. Here Kutastas means who has left everything worldly things, totally. Kutastas, worldly desire, lust and everything. Even he has left all kinds of desire of svarga, moksha, even dvarkadis and all other things. He is kutastha. Moreover, who is kutastha? You know kut? Kut means mountain. Kutastha, who is always on the mountain. Who? Krishna, Bhagavan. On the Govardhan Hill. Always there. Madhu Dita, what is that doing? Always inclining madhu. Madhu of honey of gopi, sakha, and everything there. And if you are serving, which you are initiating, a bhakt of this kind of madhu dita is Krishna. Who is still cowherding in Annapurna and he is playing in Brokstock. Then Arati Rasu Bhavetti Bra Padayo Bhatanadhini. Then Arati. Arati means bhav coming. In the Lord of Sri Dhaf of Krishna Chandra, very soon. Otherwise, another meaning, Arati Rasu, a greed, high class of greed, like Rati comes in Rash, to enter Rash, a greed may come very soon. And Bhavetibra, what? Padayor Dasanagari. In Govardhan Hill, the gopis are dancing, Krishna is dancing. And then it may be that, oh, Krishna will tell to gopis, oh, now you are tired. Shrita are coming. And he takes his pitambas and
removes
his face. Oh, may I tight your ankle belts? Oh, may I massage you? Because you are tired in
Rash.
So, this is called Rash. In the Rash, you may enter by hearing. By associating such kind of bhakti. If you are in the council of Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Bhakti is
giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or you should come to Jagannath Puri in the council of where?
Tota Gopinath.
Tota Gopinath. And yes, who is stating Srimad Bhagavatam? And who is Srota? Mahaprabhu is? Or likewise so many. Sarvadavgar may be with him, Ranamananda may be with him, other Raghunath Das Swami, sometimes Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami may be there. Siti Maiti and Madhuri Devi may be there. And who is taking?
Ladadhar Pandit.
Who is he? Actually, Sri Radhika. And Srimati Radhika is giving class of Srimad Bhagavata Parash Panchabhyayi Tava Katha Amritam. Oh, how high class of education is there. Then what can be just if you are in that class of association. Oh, Rati Rato Bhavet Tibra. Then you will have so much thick greed to enter in that class by hearing this class. Highest thing. You cannot imagine even. So you should know that if a high class of Vaishnava is coming anywhere, what it means? Swamiji came, Bhaktivedanta Swami, your Prabhupada came. Why he came? What he realized in his so many pastimes, past lives, what he learned from his Gurudev. In so many years, he came to give all these things, his realization, all to you. In a moment, but you are not so much qualified to, intelligent to take. Similarly, as such, my all Guru Bhargava, all Guru Bhargava, and I have realized something. I have come for a first thing to give this realization. Sometimes I become worried that I cannot give. Because I am not so qualified. Or it may be that anyone is not so qualified to realize all this truth. But really, no self-interest, nothing, only to help you and to give the same thing, and that is why I am giving all these things in this class. If any rare person, in less and less, anyhow, he picks up this katha, then it is the very chain of whole world. After me, or after that, gurus, or he will give all these to others. And in them, some will be qualified to realize. Thus, in a change in guru parampara, this katha will go on. Otherwise, if we are not giving all these things, or a stoppage in that link will come. And what will happen? All will deprive of having this. So, whether you have so much taste or not, anyhow, you should try to be there and to hear all these things. Gradually, gradually. You see, gradually all kinds of lust, worldly desires will go quickly. That means, because you have come from home or distance and giving your all these things, well, for this.
If you are taking this as little bit, oh, then my coming will be successful here. You cannot please me, mind, by anything else, by money, by praise. Oh, I have too much praise. I have too much praise in life. See, it's bad. I'm tired by that. Oh, nothing. Only I want. That is a very little of what we are discussing here. If sometimes, oh, sleepiness comes, I see that someone would like to do this. They want to go outside because sleepiness comes. You should bring something. I have some medicine for this. Or chili powder. When the reason comes, then put
something and give punishment to the life. Why not? So, Srila Gurudeva was explaining about the glory of Sadhu Sangha. So, Gurudeva quoted one slok, Satan. तस्मिन् मन मुखरिता मधुरी चरित्र पीयूष शेष परित सरित सवंति तारे दिगंत निपदित अभिष्टि सदा करणई तान्मति संचिला